And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, the disturbing development comes from Indiana, where a federal judge has ruled that a high school did not discriminate when it revoked approval for a pro-life student club on campus. The club, which had initially been given the green light, saw its status reversed after administrators took issue with flyers reading "Defund Planned Parenthood" and "I am the pro-life generation." Yeah, that seems like clear targeting and discrimination to me, but Judge Sarah Evans Barker saw it differently and asserted that the students and their families failed to show that their constitutional injury was caused by an official policy. That just sets a dangerous precedent, doesn't it? Suggesting that school administrators can just arbitrarily shut down student clubs based on their own ideological disagreements? That's a complete blow to the First Amendment rights of these students. They deserve the same opportunities to express their beliefs as any other group on campus, and their beliefs advocate for saving lives, not actually taking them. Meanwhile, in Biden's America, even the Dollar Tree has felt the squeeze of inflation. The discount retailer, once known for its strict adherence to the $1 price point, has been steadily raising its ceiling, first to $1.50, then $3, and then $5, now a whopping $7 for select items. You can now spend literally 10 times as much on the original amount of a single purchase at the store that built its brand on bargain prices. Thanks, Joe. But don't worry, the media is assuring you that this is actually a good thing. Apparently, the fact that even well-off individuals are now forced to shop at places like Dollar Tree, that's a positive development. As long as wealthy people are slumming it, we'll figure out a way to make ends meet, right? Well, in a move that is only described as unaware, maybe, a music venue in Tennessee has announced plans to host the Trans Day of Vengeance concert days after the one-year anniversary of the tragic shooting at the Covenant School. The event, which aims to raise money for gender reassignment surgeries, comes as schools in the area remain on high alert due to potential for copycat violence. And while the organizers claim that the only vengeance in question is simply a matter of existing despite adversity, the timing and message of the event are insensitive, to say the least. Lastly, the Massachusetts Teacher Association has found itself in hot water after hosting a webinar that featured a professor who praised the courage of Hamas terrorists responsible for the horrific attack on Israel. The event is titled "The Struggle Against Anti-Palestinian Racism." It's a blatant attempt to glaze over the hatred and violence perpetrated against the Jewish state and its people. These are educators, but I mean, it's basically par for the course in this country at the moment. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.